Well, the Met has responded to a series of high-profile failures in the past and basically raising the status of rape investigations and setting up a dedicated command structure for rape inquiry detectives to improve detective work, which has been a huge problem in the past.
I mean, we've had these cases recently, even this week. This wasn't a case investigated by the Met, but rather a case not investigated by Cambridgeshire Police that we reported yesterday. But there have been this series of cases, as you mentioned, of failures to investigate and prosecute rape cases. Why is it so difficult to secure prosecutions?
Well, nationally, the police fail in rape investigations. The conviction rate is 6.5%. The attrition of cases from arrest to criminal courts is huge, and it's not just a Met thing, it's across the country. There are issues with rape inquiries in that often it's one person's word against the other with very little evidence. But what is the most shocking is that these cases that have failed have been serial attackers, stranger rapists, where there's been DNA evidence and huge amounts of intelligence, and yet police officers have failed to listen to victims, simply not believe victims in some cases, and not taken the claim seriously.
So what difference will a dedicated team have in these investigations?
Well, this dedicated team comes within a specialist command unit, which it's all experienced detectives. And what they hope is, as well as being victim-led, the key to successful prosecution is a good investigation. And that's what they've failed to do in the past. So what they want to do is put experienced detectives on cases to concentrate all their energies and efforts on rape and sexual offences, and to set up for the first time ever in this country an intelligence unit dedicated to rape investigations to support those officers.
And they'll be using techniques used in the investigation of terrorism and organised crime. How can the policing of these different offences inform their investigation of rape cases?
Well, they'll be using all the intelligence techniques, covert policing, surveillance, bugging in some cases, and they'll have to apply for permission to do that. But often what they'll do, what's happened in the past, is that there've been a series of rapes, perhaps in a particular area, which the intelligence just hasn't been put together. So what they hope is that this unit, they might even identify cases which are linked and which people haven't realised are linked, and then they'll send officers out to find suspects, and then they will put those suspects under surveillance in some cases, gather evidence against them and operate like that. And yes, it is similar to anti-terrorist operations, and that is a marker of how they say they now are treating the issue more seriously, and critics would say about time too.